Morgan Savio is here from Midland University, the Director of Student Development and Engagement. She has a new title. We knew you as your old title, so no, I know we didn't. But welcome. Nice to have you here as we talk a little bit about student life over at Midland University. First of all, I guess, would it be any different from, it is smaller, obviously, than a UNL, but what would be the, the advantages of being a student at Midland?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have almost half of our students live on campus. So, you know, we have a population of 1,200, so 500 to 600 students are living in our residence halls. We have 33 active student organizations. So Midland's known, you know, for their sports and arts department. However, we do have 33 very active organizations on campus. Last year, they hosted between residence life and the student orgs around 400 to 500 activities and events just here in our local area. We try to engage, you know, students out in the community, but also we want to engage them within their halls and then on campus actively.
Yeah, definitely. You want to keep them in Fremont and on campus. So with the residence halls, you've made some upgrades there too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Miller Hall, yes, that was quite an upgrade for us and definitely new.
Nice.
It's a fun atmosphere. And it's interesting to see how we can get students involved. You know, it's open to everyone. We got the new volleyball courts and the basketball courts out in the area. Mm-hmm. And now that it's nice outside, we were able to walk outside yesterday and there's music going and students just really engaged and participating. There's spike ball out there right now for them to play and engage with. So it's really awesome to see how they're connecting and getting engaged.
What do you find is the hardest part of your job?
The hardest part of my job is keeping everyone happy, right? There's so many students who come from so many backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And so finding, you know, what event and activities can get as many people, but also how can we get those smaller populations to get engaged as well?
As far as the hall go, the Eichmeyer area, I know that's been renovated here recently within the last, 2 years, 3 years or so?
It's been quite.
Has it been longer than that? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Chris.
I'm so stinking old. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Eichmeyer Commons is super cool. So recently for Super Bowl, our IT department set it up to where we could have all 30 plus of those TVs to be playing the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I really enjoy it. You know, there's the Starbucks downstairs, the grill. Our students love the food that they have to offer. And it's a really cool atmosphere. There's the pool tables. And then our student orgs also try to be engaged down there in the space for them.
So how many different things do you plan in a week? Is there a certain number that you shoot for? Or do you have something every week, I imagine, every day almost.
Yeah, definitely busy. So I try to plan around what the student organizations have planned for the year. Obviously, I have certain events that I will continue to plan, but if it's a slower week as far as like what the student organizations are offering, then I'll try to plan in something. Like yesterday, we did Waffle Wednesday. So we made waffles for the entire campus and told them.
Anytime you have extras.
Yeah, just let us know. We'll be
okay.
Down.
I'll keep that one in mind. But yeah, so we're always planning. We've done milkshakes. We try to make pancakes. Our students love food. So if you want them there, you have to offer free food. Mm-hmm. But then we do have planned events. So we did Trunk or Treat this last year. We always have homecoming. A big one around the corner, Student Appreciation Day, which is my favorite time of the year and favorite day of the year. Our faculty and staff just get together and we celebrate the students. And it's a day that they don't know is coming and just a day of fun. There's all kinds of inflatables and bounce houses and tattoos, massages and food galore. So
we'll be down.
Yeah, for sure.
It's time for us to go.
It's time for us to go back to school, Chris.
Yeah, Morgan Savio is with us. She's the Director of Student Development and Engagement over at Midland University. With so many sports going on, does that how do you keep a balance there between student life and at the athletic life there?
Yeah, so our sports and our arts department, they're extremely involved, right? Mm-hmm. So I always say for a student, keep yourself involved in three things. What brought you to Midland? So whether that was your sports or your arts activity, your education, find something to help you grow, you know, educationally, and then find something fun. Now, if they fill their cups too full, then, it's going to start overflowing. So if they keep it to those three things, then they are able to really enjoy college to the full experience while staying actively involved. involved. But there's always something. So mm-hmm. a student should never say that they're bored, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they know that there's a game going on, or there's a theater production, or Greek Life is hosting Greek Weeks right around the corner, or recruitment for Greek. And then we also, we recently have our Hispanic Student Union. They presented Encanto the other day in Spanish. So there's always something going on for mm-hmm. our students. They just have to figure out how to, time management wise, to
make sense with their schedules. That's half the battle.
Yeah.
You know, when you have over 400 events that are going on throughout the school year, that's half the battle is the time management. And that's a good thing to teach them right away while they're in college.
Yeah. Yeah. From the business side of it, we always appreciate having Midland students who want to learn more about the business even here. So, and I know that the career side of it probably comes into play too, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we have the Career Studio. And so that department and myself, we do partner a lot with different, you know, events that we have around campus. So they also just had the Career Fair where a bunch of business partners came out and students got to see, you know, opportunities that they could have in the community. But then within our organizations, we do have honorary societies and we have other organizations where it's preparing them for the future. So one of them is MASH, and that is looking into students who are looking into healthcare, because healthcare is such this giant realm, right? And so they bring in different departments within the healthcare to help students kind of see what it is they're interested into going into.
As far as residence life goes, do you feel like the students, do you get much complaining? Or do you get more of the, hey, I really like this?
I think that there's always going to be complaining, but we do have students who really enjoy living on campus. We just finished actually RA interviews for the next academic year. And in a lot of those interviews, you have upperclassmen, juniors and seniors who are like, I don't actually want to live off of campus. One, find out it's way more expensive, right?
When
you add up all those pieces. Mm-hmm. But also everything's here on campus. And it's so much easier just to go outside of my room and see all these events and activities taking place, or even a volleyball game or basketball game. Versus having to be, Fremont's still small, but, you know, being kind of across town and then commuting, getting dressed and getting ready for that.
Yeah, awesome. That is. Anything else that we haven't really talked about that you wanted to bring up yet this morning?
I don't think so. I think we hit it on and all. Like I said, we are getting ready for Student Appreciation Day. We just had our Res Advisors interview. So we're really, spring is a really exciting time for us on campus, and it's starting to get nice outside. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
A lot of things will be outside.
So did you go to Midland?
I did go to Midland. I graduated in 2015.
Yeah. That's where you met your husband to be then.
Yep, he also graduated there in 13, I think. Don't quote me on that.
It's been that long? Oh my gosh, he's that old?
No, he's very old. Yeah, over 30. I love it.
Well, thanks for coming in, Morgan. We appreciate it. A lot of good information, and sounds like Midland is the place to be. I mean, that's around here. I think students should definitely need to consider it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Being someone from Fremont, I can tell you that it wasn't the first thing on my list. But looking back, it's the best decision that I made.
That's great. Very good. Midland's Morgan Savio, Director of Student Development and Engagement, with us this morning here on The Morning Mix. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah. We're at 8:39, and we'll get Lisa Cruz in here from Keene Memorial Library next. Right here. Let's see. Temperature-wise, you want to run through that forecast?
Sure. Cooler today, mostly sunny. Still a decent temperature out there, 49. Tonight's low 30, and then tomorrow it's going to be warmer, but that rain's going to be coming in overnight into Saturday. Right now, it is 29 degrees in Fremont.
It's 8:42 here on Fremont's Morning Mix. Happy Thursday morning. Beautiful day again. High of 50 coming your way. Then maybe some rain Saturday, mostly all day Saturday.
Yep.
Into a little bit of Sunday. So hopefully we get
a decent amount.
I'm going to request an inch.
Oh,
would be good.
Gosh, that'd be great.
There we go.
Even more.
But
too.
Yeah, looking at still decent weather. Boy, we've been so spoiled this year. In studio, our guest this morning from Keene Memorial Library, Elisa Cruz. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know March is jam packed. She brought her calendar.
Yes. I know.
And it's like almost every day is marked.
Yes, that's great.
We have a lot going on in March, and so that's why. Don't know how much to say, but it's a pretty busy calendar for both kids and adults, which is good.
Yeah, so. What's coming up in the very near future?
Well, next Friday we're having another all-ages craft event, so we're doing a combination of, we have about four stations that you can come and make some fun things, whether like last time, whether you're a 1 or 91, you're
okay.
Well, able to come join us.
So as far as response, are you seeing some pretty good numbers of people come for those?
Yeah, and we're having it from noon to 4, and so you can kind of come at your own schedule during that afternoon, and it doesn't have to be everyone all at once. And,
yeah.
You know, so it's kind of a drop-in type thing, and it's been really fun to see different ages come in and make their crafts and have fun. And
so again, the time is noon to 4 next Friday,
the 11th. Yeah.
Okay. After that
on Monday we're having an all-ages bingo event, so that'll be on the 14th. It's during the afternoon, so have your sandwich and then come play some bingo.
That's right.
With
yep.
us.
That's right.
And
is there a place on your Facebook or website where we can find the calendar?
Yeah,
that
on
has
our
all
website.
The events?
Yes, on our website we always have the most up-to-date calendar, and we do have it in both English and Spanish for both kids and adults.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's great.
And at the end of the month, there is obviously something we haven't had for a while. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Chris, the Friends of the Library is having their book sale again. And I'm pretty excited about it because, yes, it's been a couple of years of... I don't know.
Not being able to do
pushing
it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And it's going to be, is it out at Christensen Field?
Christensen's Field, and it's the 24th through the 27th this year. Thursday is that kind of, they call it the preview day where the friends try to amp their membership. So it's that membership. You pay your membership fee and then go in and get the sneak peek.
Early preview.
The early bird.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of course, then are the full out days where, and there is a lot of stuff.
It's not just books, right?
It's not just books. Yeah, it's movies, music, magazines, etc.
So great.
Yes.
And there's going to be a lot more since we've been kind of storing up for 2 years here, right?
There's 3 storage units full of items right now that need, plus what we have still at the library.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that we have a good turnout because, of course, it's for a good reason. It's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. It helps us with our programs and offerings. And then, of course, it's, it's...
You have any authors coming in this month?
I do. I have Jeff Barnes, who's a local. He's a Nebraska author and historian. I had him back in July. He's doing an event called Contact and Conflict, and it's about the Indian Wars that took place here in Nebraska. So that's on the 22nd. I'm pretty excited about that. I love hearing Jeff speak about Nebraska history. So
yeah, that'd be good.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. And of course, we do have his books. So if people want to brush up on Nebraska history, they can sure do that.
Awesome. Good deal.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll look for the calendar. And again, we have the crafts coming up next Friday.
Yeah.
And just kind of go from there. But
crafts,
thank you.
And bingo and book sale. And
lots. It's going to be a
stuff
busy
going on.
March.
That's right. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right,
so,
Elisa, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, over Keene Memorial Library. It's 8:46 here on Fremont's Morning Mix. And next we're going to have, I see that we're going to have our Lifehouse? Folks from Care. Yeah, Lifehouse will be here. I keep thinking CareCorps all the time. Lifehouse. So we'll talk to them about all the different things that are going on with Thriftology. We were just looking at their Facebook page the other day.
Right, exactly.
That's some St. Patty's Day stuff there.
I know, they do. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Weather forecast for today is brought to you by Fremont Housing Agency. The Hidden Brook Town Home Waitlist is open now. You can apply today at 727-4848. Like Chris said, it's going to be cooler, but still a beautiful day, almost 50 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 30. And then expect sun tomorrow, 69, so it'll be a little bit warmer, but rain's going to be coming in overnight into Saturday and Sunday. But right now we're looking at a beautiful sunny sky here in Fremont, 29 degrees. Weather was brought to you by your Fremont Housing Agency with housing opportunities available now at Stanton and Gifford Tower, along with Summers Point 1 and 2. The Fremont Housing Agency provides equal housing opportunities for everyone. Visit them online at fremonthousing.org.
All right, Julie Slyster up next. It's 8:47. Cat scratch fever.
Yeah. I love it. Love it.
Chris Walls, Sherry Stone with you here on the Fremont Morning Mix Show. And joining us is Julie Slyster from CareCore Lifehouse. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Oh, I better put on the right mic.
I was going to say.
They switched up mics on me here. There we go. Welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good to have you along.
Yeah, it's good to be here on a beautiful sunny March day.
We've been so spoiled.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Let's talk about things that are going on over at the pantry. You seem to have a lot going on there.
Yeah, I haven't been here for a few weeks, so I'm happy to announce that our remodel is underway. We were able to get a grant, the CDBCV grant, with the City of Fremont, and we received $450,000 to begin that project.
That's great.
We're really excited because that building, what was originally built as stables, and then it was a mechanics shop.
Right.
And then it was, turned into a food pantry. Mm-hmm. So we're finding out there's several levels of cement. Pipes aren't the right size. An adventure when you dig into a building that has served that many purposes. Mm-hmm. But we're very excited because we will have, right now we're not able to offer a lot of choice to people. We can offer choice in our fresh meats and fruits and vegetables, but on our non-perishable, we just aren't set up that way.
Okay.
with the remodel, we will be set up that way. So people will have some choice, which is good for a couple reasons. It's always good to be able to choose what you will and mm-hmm. won't eat. And mm-hmm. it eliminates waste. And then it also just builds some confidence in people who are coming in. Like they, you know, this is for them and they have some choice. We are also going to add a drive-through in the back of the pantry.
Good deal.
So you'll come in on the south side and be able to drive through to the north. So anybody who is not able to stand in line will be able to access the drive-through. Donors will be able to just pull in. They won't have to pull, you know, in the weather, if it's cold or rainy, get their stuff out and bring it in and wait for somebody to answer our buzzer. So we're very excited about that. It'll also serve as our garage because we have had our catalytic converter stolen a couple times, and there's really not a lot you can do to stop that other than get them in somewhere safe. So it'll be dual purpose. And lastly, I'm very excited we're adding a teaching kitchen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll have six stations over there and then a teacher station. So what happens a lot of times, you guys, is we'll get fresh meat. Example, perfect example, a whole chicken.
Yeah, and what do you do?
People refuse it because they don't know how to cook it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And those chickens are wonderful that we get from Lincoln Premium Poultry.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's good. So we'll be able to offer a class
on how to wonderful.
Yeah, cook that. Or how to stretch their SNAP benefits with the food that we provide, meal ideas, healthy nutrition, stuff like that. So.
Now, will those be free to the
Absolutely.
People? That's great.
Yes, and we'll work with the community members. If there's somebody who needs to host a similar class and they need a place to do it, we'll have people come in. Or we already have interest with some of the community ladies in town who are good at cooking or taught home ec, who are willing to come in and do some things for us. So that's exciting.
Julie, can you give our listeners maybe an idea of how many people use the pantry on a weekly basis or daily?
Well, I just looked at the numbers in 2021. It was just under 8,000 people who came through the food pantry. So, you know, if you break that down, it's a significant.
Yeah, number. That is. That's a pretty big number. And you said you're in the middle of the remodel then. How long do you think it's going to take? A week? A year?
No. Well, we're finding out that some of the lead items, I'm learning new language, are on back order.
Oh,
we're
sure.
We're getting a giant walk-in freezer and refrigerator unit, and that's on I'll call it back order until like August or September. So those are the things that will slow us down.
Yeah, as far as, you have, three different, I try to think of you as three different segments. You have the CareCorps side where you're housing people, and then you also have Thriftology and then the pantry. So there's probably more than that.
Absolutely. But if we start with those basic needs, food, clothing, shelter.
Yeah. You know,
we can go from there.
So on the shelter side, where do you stand now?
Oh, I'm excited to say we are back to 100% capacity. It's been since March of 2020 when COVID started. There was a lot of shifting and making, you know, getting people in safe housing because we could not offer them a spot at the shelter, but that has changed.
That's great.
We're holding one room back for quarantine isolation, and that's for anybody who's sick with even the influenza, because if we can keep, that from spreading throughout, that's just better for everybody.
Yeah. Any needs there right now?
Towels. We need towels. And we are really low on meat at the shelter. So if you have a roast that you thought you'd get to and you're not going to, we would love to have it. Or anything like that, we would be able to use it. We are also in need of over-the-counter medications. The flu and cold season has kind of hit all of us hard.
Yeah.
And it's just great to be able to offer that to people who are in shelter to relieve some of those symptoms for them.
Yesterday, I was showing Sherry over at Thriftology all the green stuff for St. Patty's Day.
He was. He goes, let's stop by and get some.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barb's got it all. She's ready for you. So come on in. She got rid of all the Christmas and Valentine, and now we're getting already. It's March. I can't believe it.
Right.
But yeah, she has all the St. Patty's Day stuff out. And it's been so nice. People are coming in wanting spring clothes.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's a little bit trickery.
Yes, it
Nevertheless,
is.
Nevertheless, that's it what's is. Happening. So she is having a sale on all of her winter items. They're marked way down. And we have decided that Thursdays will be Thrifty Thursdays.
Very nice.
I like
that
it.
Exciting. Every Thursday, everything is half off of the already low marked price. So
oh my
stop
gosh.
In and You know, if there's something that you've been eyeing and you thought, ooh, that's a little bit high, well, come in now. It's half price.
That's great.
I like it.
Thursday. We're open until 6 on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, what are the hours? Let's go through those, if you remember.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, Wednesday? Except Thursday, is 10 until 4.
Okay.
Thursdays, 10 until 6. And then we are open on Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got it all straightened out. She knows what she's talking
That's
about.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of numbers in there, so I have to stop and think that through. If you're wanting to donate, we accept donations on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the alley, which we now have great signs up, so drive by and look at them, between 11 and 3.
Nice.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank
Julie
you.
Sleister, a marketing person for CareCore and Lifehouse right here in Fremont. You can always check things out on your she has one more thing. Oh, one more.
Sorry that you said marketing, and that made me think I should let everybody know we do have a position available open at CareCore's Lifehouse for fundraising and media specialist. Mm. So if that's something you would be interested in.
Sherry.
Stop.
Please check us out on Facebook.
Give me a couple of weeks. Right, I might want to go, you know what? I don't think I want to work with Chris anymore.
Sorry to interrupt, but I had to.
I'm glad
no
you did
problem.
That.
No
problem. That's
all
good.
All right. Thank you, Julie. We appreciate you coming in and giving us all a lot of good information. Yeah,
thank
a lot
you.
Of good stuff. All right, 8:58. How about we finish up with a song here, huh?
Okay, sounds good.
Little Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani helping us out on our Thursday morning here on the Fremont's Morning Mix.